Well, I think the events on Thursday, when Jean-Charles Domenech was killed, I think they show that the police can't handle that power responsibly, and I think it's completely unacceptable and completely disgusting for the police to say that they're going to continue with this policy and that more people may be killed as a result of this policy, when clearly there were, from what we know, there were clearly no grounds for thinking this man was a suicide bomber, let alone grounds for killing him. So I think that's why we need to protest against this policy, because I don't believe it's going to stop terrorism, and I think it's going to result in more innocents being killed. I think Muslims and people who aren't white feel especially less secure on the tube, because they feel they fear that they're going to be suspected, just like Jean-Charles was. I think it remains to be seen if and how repression against protesters increases as a result of this. But certainly Tony Blair's rhetoric in his speech yesterday I found extremely worrying, because he started talking about the ideas of the terrorists, and when he talked about the ideas of the terrorists, he mentioned American foreign policy, and he said that was an idea of the terrorists that we have to confront terrorism. And, you know, I think that seems to me to be a direct attack on the anti-war movement. People have to say we're not afraid of terrorism, and we're not going to give in to terrorists, and part of that is not giving up all our rights to the government. And I think the government is being very cynically trying to make political gains out of the terrorist attacks, and we have to stand against that. Even before these attacks, the government tried to insinuate that ID cards would help in the fight against terrorism, but there's no evidence that that will be the case. One of the consequences of the government's reaction to this is a division in society. And I think that's why it's important for people in the anti-war movement to stand together with people who are going to be feeling the brunt of the government's response to the attacks.